for our pleasure. Number two, gray hat hackers. These are hackers who may attempt to infiltrate a computer system with or without permission, but they do this not to cause damage. They aim to discover vulnerabilities in order to bring these to the owner's attention. However, no matter how noble the idea is, they may still aim to compromise a computer system without getting authorization, which is considered an illegal activity. Number three, white hat hackers. These hackers are also known as ethical hackers, and they function as experts in thwarting any attack that may compromise computer systems and security protocols. They also exploit possibilities in optimizing security and other processes in order to make computers more secure and efficient. White hat hackers are often hired by organizations to test their computer networks and connectivity in order to discover breaches and vulnerabilities. White hat hackers also make it a point to report back to the computer's authorized user all the activities and data that they collect to ensure transparency and enable him to update his device's defenses. Most ethical hackers claim that learning how to set up defenses and identify attacks is becoming increasingly relevant to society today, especially since attack tools are also becoming more accessible to aspiring malicious hackers. For this reason, the demand for ethical hackers is growing within offices as more people learn that they need to prepare for more sophisticated attacks. This book will teach you how to fight malicious attacks by learning how hacking tools and techniques work. After all, ethical hackers need to think like the enemy in order to prevent them from infiltrating the system that they are trying to protect. At the same time, you will learn how to make sure that you know how to set up a secure computer network and prevent your own devices from being attacked by malicious hackers. How to be a hacker. If you want to learn how to hack, you need to have the following skills. Number one, computer skills. This means that you need to have skills that go beyond Microsoft Office and basic web surfing. You have to be able to manipulate your computer's functions using the command prompt, set up your networking system, or edit the registry in order to allow or block specific processes. Number two, Linux skills. Hackers consider Linux as the operating system for hacking tools. This open-source operating system also allows users to perform tasks that purchased operating systems like Windows and Mac would not allow. Number three, networking skills. Since most of the attacks that you will learn to launch and protect yourself from will be networking attacks, you need to familiarize yourself with how computer networking works. Make sure that you know the different networking terms and how to change networking settings on your computer. Number four, security concepts and current technologies. Hackers are knowledgeable when it comes to networking and computer security protocols. In order to launch a successful attack or thwart one, a hacker must know what kinds of attacks can actually bypass security systems that are available. Number five, wireless technologies. Since most devices nowadays rely on wireless connectivity, it is important to know how these devices work and how to bypass security. For this reason, you need to learn how encryption algorithms work, as well as how connection protocols work. Number six, web applications. The internet serves as a fertile ground for malicious hackers to launch attacks against internet users. Whether you want to hack a computer or protect yourself from any attack, you need to learn how attacks using web applications and websites work. Number seven, scripting. The way attacks are coded is vital in setting up a defense against malicious hackers. Ethical hackers know that most of the malwares that they are trying to prevent are actually rehashes of the older ones and are designed to bypass newer defense protocols. Malicious hackers, on the other hand, learn how to write scripts in order to discover new attacks that will possibly bypass security protocols that tend to get more sophisticated every day. Number eight, digital forensics. Learning when a computer is infiltrated takes more than just running an antivirus kit and waiting for it to say that there is something wrong. All hackers, criminal and ethical alike, know that it is impossible for a single tool to actually know all the possibilities of possible hijacking or phishing. For this reason, any hacker should learn to think ahead and cover their tracks, especially when they need to defend their devices from an attack or prevent people from learning what their activities are. Chapter 2, The Rules of Ethical Hacking. If you are interested in hacking computers in order to launch attacks and cause damage to other computers or steal data, then you may think that ethical hacking is not for you. However, it does not mean that this is an uninteresting activity. While not as mysterious as malicious or gray hat hacking, there is more value in ethical hacking. It is systematic, which makes it possible for a white hat hacker to actually know when his method works. Ethical hacking makes it possible for a computer user to read moves of any attacker by learning all the tools that malicious hackers have, and then using the same tools to protect his computer or even launch a counterattack. Commandments of Ethical Hacking.